Welcome, welcome to the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5 Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... In this episode, we head to my hometown. It's where I grew up at 10 years of age, delivering the Lewiston Morning Tribune newspaper. Spent many a Saturday mornings canvassing the neighborhood with lawn mowing and car washing jobs so that I could head to Lewis Clark State College, play pinball all day long. Also learned to hunt and fish. Accumulated hundreds of miles on the Army Corps of Engineer levee system. I also began my radio career here as a senior in high school. Started working full-time at KOZE, FM, and AM. We head to the panhandle of Idaho, to the city of Lewiston.
My name's Coco Umaker, and I am the winemaker and co-owner of Clearwater Canyon Cellars.
Okay, Coco, you've really built Clearwater Canyon Cellars into something impressive, and we'll get to that later, but where did this begin?
Well, it really started with my love of science. And strangely, it stretches all the way back to when I was a little kid. When I was 11 years old, I had cancer. And that ended up, you know, I ended up being in hospitals a lot and around medical people. And so when I took off for college, I'm much better now. I'm good. Got through it in good shape. But when I went off to college, I thought, you know what? I'm going to be a pediatric oncologist. And the undergrad pre-med program at University of Idaho, they encourage students to do a double major in microbiology, molecular biology, and biochemistry. I got into it and I loved it.
Wow, that's very ambitious. Microbiology, okay. I could see how that could dovetail into winemaking as Louis Pasteur kind of originated that. And then molecular biology, seeing how the biological activity in and between cells, and then biochemistry. The processes with living organisms. I could see where that would be kind of all-consuming with your time and your thoughts and your studies, but I'm guessing that's not the course that you ended up taking.
Partway through, I just realized that I wanted to do something more creative. I wanted to be outside. I wanted to be able to come back to my family's farm in Lewiston and do something with that place. I'd never lived in Lewiston. I grew up in Boise. I spent all my summers up in the Lewiston farm with my grandparents. And so I stayed in that degree and was just this hardcore science nerd. So University of Idaho and Washington State University are about 8 miles apart. And Washington State University is the leader in the Northwest in terms of wine programs. And so it was very wonderful for me because I was able to actually cross-list some classes in the program over there. I was so sold. I mean, I just, when I found and discovered fermentation and wine and all of it, I was like, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I actually planted, so my boyfriend at the time, who ended up becoming my husband, he and I, second to last year of my undergrad, so that was 2003, asked my grandfather if we could plant a quarter acre of vines on the family farm down here. And he let us do it. And then in 2004, we started a winery in a garage.
So 2004, you start the winery with your boyfriend at the time, Carl, who turns out to be your husband later. You start the winery because you've got all of these angel investors lined up and you've got all this money and you think, hey, it's a great idea. Let's start a winery, right?
We had three other partners in the beginning of Clearwater Canyon because we were young and we had no money. At that point, Carl had paid off his student loans. He had a sweet deal. He actually grew up in Arkansas, and his dad was a professor at the University of Arkansas in the music department. So he got a really great education for a little cheaper just because he had a father that was a faculty. They gave, you know, children of faculty a better deal, and so that was fantastic. So he was able to get a chemistry degree from University of Arkansas and came out here to Idaho on a research assistantship to study soil science and earn his master's degree. And that's what I did at WSU. I was on a research assistantship. We were both able to kind of work on projects that, in his case, that the farming industry was really interested in. He did soils work and, and I was studying Brettanomyces, which was a hot topic in the wine world at the time.
In part two of our interview with Coco Umaker of Clearwater Canyon Cellars, we explore what she loves.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I love.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.